Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we talked about the attack ads going on during the Florida primary. And guess what? The Michigan primary is 2 weeks away, and we're seeing an attack ad war going on in Michigan as well. Take a listen here to one ad being played in Michigan, Arizona, and Ohio. It comes from Romney's super PAC, Restore Our Future.
How did Rick Santorum actually vote? In a single session, Santorum co-sponsored 51 bills to increase spending and zero to cut spending. Rick Santorum, big spender, Washington insider.
And Rick Santorum fired back. Here's an ad he's playing in those same states depicting a Mitt Romney lookalike shooting mud with a machine gun at a cardboard pop-ups of Rick Santorum.
This time, Romney's firing his mud at Rick Santorum. Romney and his super PAC have spent a staggering $20 million brutally attacking fellow Republicans. Why? Because Romney's trying to hide from his big government Romney care.
Well, when we need to take a look at ads and their effectiveness and their truthiness, we always bring in Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. You can check out their website, flackcheck.org. So, Kathleen, let's get right to it. You just heard those two ads here. Let's first go to the claim from the Romney camp that Rick Santorum is both a Washington insider and a big spender. True?
The big spender claim is documented in that ad by citing National Taxpayers Union. They actually awarded Santorum a grade of A for his voting record on fiscal issues. They ranked him fifth best of all senators. Not true.
All right. So, however, is that effective with the primary voters?
It's effective if it's believed, and the question is, how clear is the media signal to say it shouldn't be? And also, to what extent are the stations that are airing this stuff being responsible and putting it on the air? You know, individual broadcast stations can say no to deceptive super PAC ads. That's a deceptive third-party ad. The station shouldn't have aired that deceptive claim.
Oh, interesting. We're speaking with Kathleen Hall Jamison of the Annenberg Public Policy Center. So let's get to the other one. As Rick Santorum claims, has Mitt Romney spent $20 million attacking his fellow Republicans?
Well, if you count the super PACs, there's been $20 million spent. But the deception in that ad that's problematic is the one that suggests that Romney supported cap and trade. He never supported it nationally. He did think about it for the Northeast for a time, and then he rejected it. So in an ad in which Senator Santorum is alleging dirty politics by Governor Romney, he's engaging in some of his own. Again, the local broadcast stations should have said that to the candidate, that's not a nice thing to do. But in this case, it's a candidate ad, and the stations have to air it. Stations are required to accept candidate ads if they're for federal office, and they can't censor them in any way. Big distinction. Third-party ads, stations can say no to deception, but they've got to take those ads from candidates.
Last question for you, Kathleen. All the ads that are playing in Michigan right now blaming Barack Obama for the downfall of the auto industry and for the recession, true?
Well, the folks in Michigan are going to ask themselves, the downfall of auto industry, you got to be kidding.
Take that. That's a no.
I take it facts on the ground probably speak to a different conclusion. By the way, if people want to find a way to talk to their stations about being holding those third-party ads accountable, they can go to flackcheck.org. We'll show them how to email the stations to say, please keep deceptions from third-party ads off the air.
Thanks so much, Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. And again, that website is flackcheck.org. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.